Today I wanted to talk to my dad about work ethic and building a business. So, you want to say hello?
Hello. How you doing out there?
So, he's built by God's grace. He's built a business with how many pools and how many employees?
I got like 5 people working with me and myself. We take care of like 300 pools in the last 11 years or so.
And how long have you been doing pools?
40 years. A long time. I've just 2009, I got let go from Paddock, one of the biggest pool companies in Arizona, and they I learned repairs with them. And once I got a little taste of how it's not all about money, but got a little taste of the freedom you could have. Yes, money comes in handy, but either way, I got a little taste of it, and God has really blessed it since then, since 2009.
Nice. So I've always looked up to you for your work ethic. You're up early. You're working out mainly normally at 5 o'clock in the morning. So how did you, when did that work ethic develop? You think you can hold it?
You know, I think I want to always give credit to God. I've always thought that if you're going to do something, and it's kind of, you may have heard it before, but as you do it for yourself, do it for the Lord. And I've just always thought, you know, while you're doing something, you might as well put your complete effort into it. And obviously that goes the other way too. If you're doing things that aren't healthy or whatever, I've tended to do that as well. So, but by the grace of God, the business has been created just for the fact that if I'm doing something, if it takes another half hour, an hour that day, yes, you'd rather go home and spend time with your family. But if it's going to take more time that day, I would rather get it done at that time. So I definitely don't want to boast, but that's one thing I feel like I do have, is the ability to try to finish it as quickly, but just get it done, whatever it takes that day, and then not have to do it tomorrow to free up more time for the next day.
Nice. That's awesome. So what do you think is your why behind why you work so hard?
I'd say initially, Michelle and I have been married 30 years or so, matter of fact, coming up here. But at the time, working for somebody, I never thought, the kids were about halfway, Aaron's 23 now, so about halfway through the thing, it was, I was working for somebody, never thought I had the ability or the time or the, nor desire to work for somebody until 2009, the economy crashed. And I would say my why at that time was to, I had no other choice, because the kids were, they were counting on me, even though, like I said, Michelle stayed home and did her job, which if you're able to do that, I really feel that's a best thing you could do for a family, because there's ways to adapt, not spending money here and there. But when I got let go, I had to do it. I mean, and by the grace of God, the last 11 years, we've built a pretty decent business, and it sure helps having employees that are worthwhile. I got a guy working with me that's been with me about half the time that's very vital to the business. So if I can suggest, if you start and run your business, treat your people well, because if you don't, I mean, they'll leave you, but God brings in the right people. Just make sure you treat those people well. A lot of people say customers are always number one, and I kind of agree, but employees are too. So definitely treat the guys who are working for you well.
That's good. That's good. Nice. So what do you think has gone into, obviously we always talk about God has the reason the business is thriving. On your end, what other things do you think have contributed to the success of the business?
First off, there's one thing I love doing, and some people think it's kind of corny, but I haven't done it this year as of yet. But without customers, your business wouldn't grow, and that's one thing I feel like I'm decent at, is customer communication with them, and hey, you know what? We ran into an issue today. We'll come by tomorrow. And yes, I forget just like the rest of them. I got a lot of growing to do after 11 years. You'd think I'd be more efficient, but there's a lot of times I just wing it. But getting, again, employees that you appreciate, but customers too, they love, I do little gifts throughout the, not throughout the year, at Christmas time, I try to get them at least a mug or a calendar or something to show the appreciation. And it's amazing how many of the customers are almost thinking that, wow, look at what he did for me. But no, I try to turn it back on them. I mean, you're allowing me to stay home and providing my wife to stay home and my kids to go to homeschool. And so showing appreciation back towards the customers that have helped build this business is essential. Again, it's kind of cool. A couple of customers will send me pictures of the last 3 to 5, 8 years that they've been on service to the little gifts they've got. They say that really means a lot, and it's so simple. I mean, it's just everybody likes a little pat in the back and or a mug. Everybody drinks coffee, soda, whatever. So showing the appreciation towards customers is vital as well.
Nice. So appreciation towards customers. Would you have any tips for anybody else starting a business? At
I would say for sure, and this is from the wife, is the first couple years getting people to do. I mean, you're probably going to be putting in a lot more hours than the average, and that's expected with anybody, but I think I still do more than I, not necessarily more than I do, but if you can, and I've, a couple friends of mine pointed out, do the things you're good at and then pay for the other people to do the others. Like, I'm good at going out and taking care of, you know, one-on-one contact with people or servicing a pool, checking water chemistry, looking at equipment. But you want to get somebody who can do your, if you're not the best at math, you definitely want to get an accountant. If you're not the best at advertising, you know, pay somebody as much as you can. I was blessed on all aspects here as with the three boys being homeschooled, we were able to, my oldest would spend time building my website and search optimization and all the other stuff when you have the time to do that. But just in a nutshell is paying for the people, pay to have the people do the things that you're not the best at and try to excel at what you are and, you know, just go from there. But it doesn't do any good for me to try to, I do some of the bookkeeping, but if I tried to do it all, you're going to run yourself into the ground and that's not worth it. So all you can, even if you have to take on another loan to have somebody do the things that you're not good at and or are not comfortable with. And even some of the guys now that I work with, the guy I talked about, Gio, is one that I get a little nervous to do automation and stuff, but when there's people out there that are better at it, just let them do it. You know, pay them a little extra, let them teach you. And sometimes I feel like I'm never going to learn that. That's another story. But just what you're good at, keep doing, and pay the others to do what you're not.
That's some good advice right there. So would you recommend just figuring out what your best talent is, what you're really good at, and then just do that, and then just as soon as you have enough money to pay other people, pay them, even if it's just starting like out a little bit, pay them to do the things that you're not good at?
For sure, and if possible, I mean, it's something that it doesn't work always, but even with this relationship with the family, I would love to pay them a port. And if it had to be that way, you may have more people in your family that your wife would be interested in doing the bookkeeping. And there's a lot of pool companies out there that do that, but that way you can keep it in-house. That way is optimally the best, because you're paying your wife, you're writing it off, you're paying your child, you're writing it off. So there's big benefits if you could keep it a family business. But again, that one thing to learn, though, don't shove it down their throat. That's not something that that's going to go over very well. But if you can, if the family's not willing, pay some a part-timer. I mean, there's other people in the pool business that call me all the time to try to do my bookkeeping. And, you know, once you establish yourself, you'll have people reaching out to you. But it may be, you know, a real good thing to start too, as I neglected to mention, is networking. When I first started, the first couple of years, I would go to networking groups. And that's where I found one of the, a guy, a friend of mine, Arky, that does my shirts, and he, man, does he push for Ace Pool Service. You know, you got to have people represent you well out there too, but that's where I found my accountant. So you getting your name out there is real important too. So if you're just starting out, networking meetings are a great way to, and there's a lot of free ones. There's some out there, some that cost like, I can't remember, but it's outrageous how much money they cost you, and you have to be there a certain amount of times per month. So if that's not the case that you want to do, they do seem to give you more referrals, these groups like that you pay more for. But if you can't afford that, just go to the regular ones that may get cost 10 to 20 bucks to sit down, and you sit and give your commercial half hour for your business, and then you listen to the other 5 to 15 other businesses that are just starting, and you could trade business. And I don't think that worked the best for me, but at least got my name out there, and it got me two people that I've kept in contact with over the last 7 years, my accountant and a guy that does my promotional stuff, and he's a good golf partner of mine.
That's awesome. So just to review what we've gone over so far, so appreciate your customers, right?
Number one, employees / customers. It's a tough one to say which one's more important, but without customers you don't have employees, and vice versa, without employees you don't have customers. But definitely value your employees, because without them you can't do it all yourself. So do whatever it takes, even if you have to suffer a little bit, even if you have to work harder, whatever it takes to show appreciation. I know what it was like, because when I was working for somebody I was underappreciated, and that's why I think that I learned that valuable lesson to feel like I'm worthwhile, because you're not going to work hard for somebody you don't feel appreciated by.
Yeah, for sure. So appreciate your customers, appreciate your employees. And then you said, I just heard you mention word of mouth is really important, right? How is that important?
Oh, I've tried some, I haven't tried as many advertising, having kids do the search optimization with my website and stuff, but word of mouth, now that I'm 11 years into it, I'm amazed how much word of mouth I get. But then again, that could go the other way too. I'm a part of the Better Business Bureau, and some people think that's not the best money spent. And either way, it could be the same way with a negative connotation. If somebody, whatever business you're in, whatever it takes, even if you have to lose money for that job, if you have to lose money for that week, if you have to, you know, whatever it takes to make that customer not give you a negative review. And it sometimes it stresses you out too, but on the flip side, the positive reviews that you get from people are mind-blowing how much it helps your business. So if you start getting anything negative, work your tail off to get to that point where that customer is, you know, all it takes is one customer to not like you, and they tell 10 people down the road and they're never calling you. So that's one thing. I mean, I may be going a little off topic here, but positive reviews and or treating somebody like they need to be treated is a lot, going to go a lot farther than just trying to take advantage of somebody else for another 150 bucks that, you know darn well, you could have done it for 50 or whatever. So integrity is another one. I mean, I think that by the grace of God, I have integrity that I'm not ripping people off. Cause another thing is you can easily, you know, make an extra $200-$400 on one job. But you know, if you make your extra 200, they're going to call you down the road. You want repeat business. Repeat business is the way to go. That's how you build a successful business, instead of, you know, getting a little more money the first time and then they never call you back. And or with your attitude or with the vehicles you drive, try to take care of yourself. That's funny if you saw how I took care of myself sometimes. So I have room for improvement there. But going the extra mile for people makes all the difference in the world.
So going the extra mile so you get that repeat business.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then you said pay people to do what you either don't like to do or not as good at.
Correct. That's a huge one. So you can focus more on gaining customers, and or if you're good at the bookkeeping, then hire somebody who's good with face-to-face conversation with people. So whatever you're good at, just make sure you do that well, and pay somebody to do the stuff you're not so comfortable with, and or whatever it takes to get it done, just do it and focus what you're good at.
That's awesome. So focus on what you're good at, and hire people to do the rest. And then so I wanted to talk a little bit about generosity. So how is giving helped you succeed in life and in business?
First off, it does say in the Bible to be generous, and I can't quote scripture very well, but That's something I've always felt, that if God has given you, you're meant to bless others. So I don't see a whole lot of successful people that are hoarding their money. There are some out there, but those are the ones that don't seem to be happy. It's more blessed to give than receive. And I think that's a good motto to follow, because you see it all across the board. And I do with customers too. A lot of them that are multimillionaires, you know, have couple hundred thousand dollars worth of cars in their driveway, and they're afraid to pay $100 for a service call or this or that. So and that's hard to change when you've done that for a while. So I would safely say that was another one of my God-given gifts, is generosity to people, because that's that Christ died on the cross for us. He gave us everything we need, and he didn't hold anything back. And I'm sorry I'm talking about that, but it's the truth. So if you look at it logically, generosity is vital. It's necessity, because hoarding things doesn't do you any good. You can't take a hearse to the grave with you. So just be generous throughout your life. I've seen it work in my life and other people's, and multimillionaires talk about it all the time. And it feels good to give back, because without customers, without God, without all this stuff, we would be it'd be a challenge. So just please be generous. It's vital in a business.
That's powerful. That's powerful. So, yeah, in Proverbs, it also talks about he who gives freely grows all the richer, while he, I'm semi-quoting here, but it says that in Proverbs, he who gives grows all the richer, and then the other part of it is something along the lines of he who withholds doesn't get blessed with as much sometimes. So in a lot of cases, that's, and like you said, it's more blessed to give than receive. So that's awesome. Well, one last question. How do you define success?
Oh boy. That's a tougher one, except for it is definitely not money. I mean, yes, it feels nice to not worry about money as other things, but in any business, I would say that phone ringing, people calling you back and saying, hey, you know what, I used you a couple years ago, blah, blah, blah. Again, this is a tougher question to answer, you know, on the fly. I wish I had more time to think about it, but it is happy employees, happy customers, you know, your bills being paid without, not necessarily, but you got to start somewhere. I just feel very blessed too. You know, the majority of businesses fail within the first 5 years, and we've been in business for 11. And again, all glory to God. But definition of success would have to be, boy, that's a tough way to put it, but giving it all to God, giving him the glory, giving you standing in the there's plenty of those things that you see on social media, that the leader is up on top of the chariot smacking the people, the employees, or the horses on the back. But success is leading people by example, and that's another thing. Boy, this, I've talked myself up more today than I have in a long time. Kind of weird, but anyway, I feel I'm a good leader when it comes to that. I'm not, you know, standing back in my garage saying, you need to go do this, you need to go do that. Just seeing them see you work hard and trying to build something, involve them, involve, you know, your family as much as you can. But definitely leading by example, I think, is a strong thing for success. And again, it's far, far more things, important things than money about it. And everybody needs money. Yes, yes, yes. But again, I would think that would be see me work out hard in front of them, in addition to them, right alongside them, instead of just barking at them. I've had plenty of bosses in the back, and that's another reason education that I've had, is having bosses that weren't so positive in the back. And I've had some bosses that, I think part of my life, just I flipped it and never wanted to be like them and go on the other side, because I have my moments just like anybody. But being a positive leader out in front of them and down in the trenches with them is a huge part of success.
That's awesome. So leading by example, not not leading, just saying, hey, do this or that, but actually getting down with them and helping them and doing it with them.
Yeah, getting your hands dirty with them, man, it's huge. It's nobody's going to look up to you if you're just, you know, sitting on your throne and barking orders. That's not a good way to run a business.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. So to just leave the audience with some takeaways, I'll review a few things, and if you have anything to review or talk more about, but appreciate your customers, appreciate your employees, do what you're good at and hire people to do the rest, the stuff that you're not as good at, that you don't enjoy as much. Lead by example. And I want to ask you guys, and also giving, it's more blessed to give than receive. And that's really powerful.
I did think of one more thing that my brain tooted on the other one, but it's if you say you're going to do something, do it. There's so many companies out there, and obviously I know pools more than I do other businesses, but I do know other businesses that don't follow through on what they say they're going to do. Even if you have to put it off a day, even if you have communication and following through are so essential to a successful business. There's so many people that, oh, my pool guy didn't show up. Oh, my, you know, this guy didn't show up. He said he was going to do this. Or, you know what? They're going to pay the extra money. They're going to pay the extra service call when they trust you and give it your all the first day you're there and go through everything. If you're going to clean a house, you look through everything and you say, you know what, I noticed this and I noticed that. And so many people be like, man, the other guy's been cleaning my house or whatever, doing this, and they've never noticed that. Just trying to obviously treat people like you want to be treated, but following through on what you say. If you say you're going to do something, do it. And if you don't, you're going to lose that customer's respect forever. So that's one I neglected to say. And if you do, if you make a mistake, matter of fact, yesterday I forgot about a customer and I called him up and he was willing to accept my my apology because I totally forgot. You're going to forget things. I mean, but come clean. If you forget that, you know, you forgot to, you know, whatever you did, come clean and tell the customer, hey, you know what, this is, I'm human. How can I make it up for you? And if you have to give them a discount or something, some people love that. But as long as you come clean, that's another thing. And another thing added to that, if you support a family, really, really helps. If you're going to start a business, I get your family involved with at least, you know, this is the expectations. I'm probably going to be gone on the weekends. I'm going to be, you know, working through it. And not having a supportive family is, it's going to be a hindrance. So if you can get them on board, the likelihood of success is much better than, you know, going out on your own. And, you know, you're going to destroy relationships if you don't prepare them. But that's what I'll credit a lot of this business to. First off, the Lord, but secondary, a family that supports me.
Amen. That's, I love that. That's very interesting. So to kind of sum that up, if you support a family. And then you said, communicate with your customers about, talk about, you know, when you mess up, you know, talk about it and follow through on your word.
Big time. Follow through no matter what, even if it costs you another hour or two or three at the job, or you have to eat a $150 part and you don't walk away with any profit. You're going to get that customer. Sometimes I walk into customers' yards knowing that I'm going to have them for life because of that integrity is huge. They can tell that you're not out to make a quick dollar. You're there to have a relationship with them for the remainder.
Yeah, really helping others. Awesome. So to give them an action plan, So I'm going to ask you guys this. How are you going to use this in your week, throughout your week, and when are you going to use that, this one of these tips or one of these strategies? Because it's easy to, you know, go through a podcast and listen to it and then forget about it and not really take action on it. So I just encourage you to write down how you're going to use one of these things that we talked about, and then when are you going to use it? And then also, why are you going to use it? When you give yourself a reason, that's going to be powerful, because reasons reap results. So you have to have a reason why you're doing something. So how can I use this? When will I use this? And why will I use this? So I appreciate your time, Dad.
That's good. I was just kicking back watching football, but if this guy's got such a heart for you guys listening here, man, if we can help in any way with the business plan. Matter of fact, we're supposed to start an actual business plan again. There's so much room for improvement. Never, ever, ever think you hit the wall. Never think that you've made it, because there's always room for improvement. I mean, I know that sounds kind of goofy, but it's the truth. You never stop learning, never stop thinking that you can get better, because there's always somebody out there that's quicker, faster, better looking, whatever, than you, has got more money to put behind it. So be content with what you got and keep growing.
Keep growing, guys. God bless. Thank you so much for watching. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so used to doing videos. All right. Thanks for your time.
Have a great day, guys.